Morning Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. Really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Will Collins. I'm a local, local artist, writer, musician, creative type, and lover of great humor.
Okay. Let's just talk about great humor. What kind of great, are we talking about? Do you like stand-up? Do you like comedy movies? Like, what's humor for you?
That's a great question, actually, because I think that there's no real one form that I prefer, you know. But when I was a kid, I grew up reading Mad magazines, and that kind of started me down the path, you know.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, I love Mad magazine, but I like Saturday Night Live. I like good movies. I like good books. I like good poems. I like good artwork. You know, anything that kind of gives me a laugh. Is something that I gravitate to.
Are you still reading Mad magazines?
Oh, yeah.
And they still, do they put them out? I'm asking genuinely, do they still put them out in paper, or is it digital now?
Well, I think officially they've shut down just only in the past couple of years. So they've been around since, I think, the 50s.
Yeah.
And literally only just maybe 2 years ago they shut down officially.
Okay.
But you can still find it online in different places and you can collect them. Like, I'm a collector.
Okay.
And there's a certain era that I prefer.
Okay.
You know, late 60s to probably early 90s is sort of my favorite period. But there's always good artists, you know, throughout the whole history, really.
So are you collecting, as a collector, are you collecting the actual magazines themselves, or are you collecting other paraphernalia from that era as well?
Well, I collect the magazines, and they have little novellas that they used to print as well, little Pulp Fiction books kind of thing.
Right.
But then, you know, when I was a kid, I like that. So I do that.
About the TV.
Well, I respect that they're mostly because I like the artwork, right?
That's right.
When it's a live action, it's a different form.
That's right.
And that's valid. But I fell in love with the artists, drawings, the writing, and the humor, right? Yeah. So that was my thing.
A big component, because back in the day too, SNL was it.
Yep.
And I really liked In Living Color when that was on too, but the downside that In Living Color had and Mad TV had here in Fort McMurray for me was that they were broadcasted on Fox. And if you didn't have the Fox package, you didn't get to see it. And Fox in Canada, especially here in Fort McMurray, we didn't get it, period. It wasn't an option for such a long time. So it was one of those things back in the day I would hear about it. Oh, but it wasn't until I visited family down in Edmonton where I was able to be this is what it is. So for me, that is the reason that it never kind of caught. But the magazines were funny and they were good. And I thought as a kid looking at them, there was adult content there. There are jokes for the adults, and you felt a little bit hey, I probably shouldn't be reading this, but because it's a cartoon, nobody's calling me out on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So you came here to talk about a different magazine, though, that you have in your lap right there. So what is this all about?
This is Northward Magazine, and that's a local publication. I think they publish it twice a year.
Okay.
And I am currently the guest editor for the upcoming edition of Northward, which is issue number 28.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, talking about the theme of humor, that's the theme that... for the edition that I'm editing, that's the theme that we're encouraging submissions for.
Okay, very cool. So I don't know about submissions. Explain that to a very novice person. What does that mean?
Sure. So maybe I'll go back a step or two.
100%.
So essentially, the Northward team, they approached me and asked if I would be a guest editor. And for every edition, they have a different editor. And they get local artists around town and local art lovers. And essentially, they review the art, the submissions. And it could be prose. So any kind of story or sort of, I want to say long-form storytelling.
Yeah.
Or even short stories.
Right,
but
right.
They also accept poetry, which we all know is like the rhyming and, you know, the cool stanzas and stuff.
Some haikus, also, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also they accept like visual art submissions as well. So throughout the submission period, you know, local writers and artists can submit their work. And then the sort of one of the people working at them for the magazine, they will make them anonymous. So they'll remove any names or identifying features so that when they send it to the editor, the editor just gets the work and they don't know who it's written by.
Oh, that's cool.
So it keeps it anonymous and keeps it fair, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so how many pieces of art or art articles, whatever you want to call it, how many pieces are you looking for that to go in a magazine?
It sort of depends, right?
Okay.
Like, because poems can be pretty tiny.
That's right.
And longer fiction can be a little bit longer, you know. And here, this particular edition, this is a couple editions ago, has, what, about 20 some odd pages.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, I don't know, I would say 30 pieces in here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so I guess it kind of depends on the length.
Okay, yeah. Very cool. And so is it subjective to only people that live in Fort McMurray, or can people outside of the community get in there as well? And when I say Fort McMurray, I should say regional municipality Wood Buffalo.
Just say Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my understanding it's Wood Buffalo, and I think even a little bit beyond, but I, okay. You know,
yeah.
I'm sort of new to this. I'm learning as I go.
Okay.
You know, there's some people that work, because it's a nonprofit organization. They have a few people on their board.
Right.
And they've been kind of working with the magazine for several years, so
right,
maybe that's a good episode.
Yeah, hear. That when we speak to your colleague, maybe they'll be able to share some light on that.
Yeah.
Now you just said something. This is a nonprofit, so in my head, and I guess I'm wrong, but I'm often wrong. So this is not to do with Balsam Communication.
That's
interesting, because a lot of same people are involved in this that collaborate with Balsam. So I just made the assumption that, hey.
Yeah. No, oh, no, okay. Balsam is, Balsam Communications is a separate company.
Yeah.
Northward is, I guess it was formed by local artists who are passionate about literature and writing and art, right? So
very cool.
They created the magazine. It's been around for a while. Like, I've been in town for 16 and a half years, and I can remember the magazine being in existence as long as I can remember being here. So it's not new.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very cool. Very cool. Have you ever been in the magazine before?
Well, this is a sticky point for me because I've submitted my work, but I've never been published yet.
Wow.
So I'm like, at least this time I get my name in there. You know, that's cool.
They got some balls to say, like, hey, listen, we don't want you to, we haven't had one of your submissions, but hey, you can be the editor. Wow.
That's cool. That's totally
cool. That is cool. Okay.
And I think the reason for that is, like, every edition has a theme, right?
Yeah.
And so
the
guest editor will choose the theme.
Right.
And for me, I found it challenging, you know. I have a hard time being a serious writer, so I feel like maybe I just didn't fit the mold for what they're looking for. I'm
for
not
that
sure.
Theme.
So
that's right.
So this is kind of a different theme for Northward, humor and exploring you know, laughter and things that make us, you know, things that we think are funny.
That's right.
You know, and I like it because I feel like as a reader I enjoy it, but it's also challenging because some humor is great, some humor is less than great.
Yeah.
And
subjective
as a writer,
to the person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And as a writer, you know, writing funny work is also challenging. So I kind of wanted to challenge readers and writers with this edition.
Nice. Yeah, I think humor and comedy don't get like a fair shake at the table in regards to kind of people pass it off to be like, ah, it's just comedy, like whatever. You're like, no, like, it's hard to be funny. Like, it's one of those categories, like, in the Oscars where I'm just like, I don't understand how comedy doesn't get, like, more of an appearance at the award ceremonies, because I'm just like, it's hard to do what you're doing. Like, and for, like, that humor to, like, not just hit with a small audience, but to resonate with some, like, some movies just, you know, resonate with the world, and you're like, come, you're not being acknowledged for like the art form that you are.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree with that. I think that humor is not taken seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Which is maybe a good thing, but I also think
that's right. Yeah.
You know, but I think humor should be taken seriously because, you know, things like you can get a lot of good social commentary out of like parody and satire.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really intelligent writers and artists out there that that use humor on, you know, multiple levels. And me, I enjoy doing that. I find it really stimulating and fun. And so I've been practicing probably since I discovered that Mad magazine, just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes I'm not successful.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes you are, you know, I get a little success in there, and watching the reactions is really fulfilling, right?
Yeah, so, no doubt. No doubt. Are you a stand-up guy? Do you watch any stand-up at all?
Yeah, you know, I've been toying with the idea.
Okay.
My problem is that I love too many different forms of artwork, so
You got
to, you know, I try not to spread myself too thin. So I've been really kind of trying to narrow my focus.
Yeah.
Especially over the past couple of years, and even as a writer, you know, it took me a long time to narrow my focus. What is my voice? What is my style?
Right.
What do I want to say?
Yeah.
And I explored with a lot of different styles, like horror. And I explored with fantasy and mystery, you know, and really I kind of arrived upon humor and it just felt the most natural for me.
Right, right. So in the content that you create for humor, are you creating long form? Are you creating short form? Are you creating plays? Like, cause it sounds like you're definitely, it's pen to paper. So how does that come out?
Well, that's funny you should say that. It used to be really a lot of pen to paper, and I have old notebooks that I've collected of just stuff and ideas and concepts and outlines and characters, all sorts of stuff.
Right.
You know, and I would love to be a novelist and just publish, you know, great best-selling novelist, but there's a lot of people that also wish that.
Right.
But I've also come to accept the fact that I'm a little bit ADHD, and sitting down and doing that is, I've tried, you know, six or seven times different book ideas and never really gets, you know, to full fruition. So I've kind of started revisiting my childhood in a lot of ways, like Mad Magazine, but also Shel Silverstein. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No.
He's a kid's poet
and
a songwriter. And he wrote songs like Boy Named Sue that Johnny Cash did, you know, Freaking Great at song. The Freaker's Ball, like Dr. Hook, you know.
Yeah.
So he's had some songs published, and he himself was like a folk singer, songwriter from like the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
And he published a series of kids' poetry books and illustrations.
Cool.
And so that was some of the stuff that really influenced me from my earliest memory. So now I'm kind of going back and writing my own kids' poems and in that vein. And I feel like it's small, digestible bites that I can get out and be productive with and feel like I'm amassing a collection of my art. So that's my current focus with writing. That's
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone, so that means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we need to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What do you think is your favorite issue of Mad that you own?
That would probably be Boiling Mad, which is probably from early 60s, and the reason it's my favorite, it's the most nostalgic because it's the first issue I found, and it just has Alfred E. Newman, the character, you know, in a boiling cauldron, boiling basically. So that's my favorite for sure.
Question number two, what would you say is a writer that you enjoy reading the most?
Oh, that's a good question.
Killing it,
you know, that's tough. It depends on the day, but you know, I'll always love Kurt Vonnegut. You know, reading his books is just life-changing. And he's one of those writers that's funny, but fortunately we take him seriously.
Question number three. What is one piece of art that makes you happy to look at?
Also a good question.
Fantastic.
I was doing some research into this the other day, and I really enjoy the drawings of Escher. He's the guy that does all the weird perspective art, and there's a really famous drawing that he did of like a reflective ball, and he's looking into the ball and the winding stairways. And you know, I also like Salvador Dali, like the surrealistic stuff. You know, I find that enjoyable, and there's a playful humor in that too. So probably those two off the top of my head.
Question number four: if you could see any comedian do stand up in person, alive or dead, who would you choose?
Also a good question. Maybe Robin Williams, you know.
Yeah.
He went too soon, and God, that guy was so brilliant and just so, yeah, Robin Williams for sure.
And your final question, what do you think is the funniest episode of TV you've seen?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
yeah,
just blows me away. You know, that I cry a lot when I watch that show because it just makes me laugh so hard. So.
This is a great show, and those have been your five questions.
Thank you.
So you reacted pretty hardcore to that one, Brooklyn. So you like that show?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a solid show, yes. Yeah. 100%. Solid.
So you put that in your, like, community Parks and Rec lineup?
Yeah, that's a top five for sure.
Okay.
Solid. I was going to say name of your sex tape, you know. That's
100%.
Common line from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Or my favorite is the cold opening of the Backstreet Boys. He sings it, I Want It That Way. That's the man who killed my brother.
And is that show still on the air? Are they still making episodes of that?
I think
it's done.
Yeah.
But it was like 9 or 10 seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah, all on Fox, right?
Yeah. No, the last...
Because they jump, right? That's the thing with these shows now. Like, they jump networks every once in a while.
Yeah, like, I think the last... Because I think around season 6 or something like that, they were threatening to get canceled. And then NBC, I think, picked it up.
That's right.
And, like, you can tell the format changes because it goes from, like, a regular show to, like... They're cussing out, like, they're bleeping out cuss words and stuff now, and you're like, oh, this is a totally different network.
Right, right. It's interesting how that happens. Just television in general is so different now from how we grew up.
Yeah, Netflix, like, changed the game.
It really did. And then with all these streaming services, and even, like, with YouTube, like, I have to be honest, like, I spend most of my time watching content created on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's my favorite social media.
Yeah. For sure. Like, it really is. And I even find myself, like, I can't tell you, like, me personally, and I know they still exist, but, like, I spend my time looking at content that's more learning-based than sitcom-based now. Like, I used to watch all of, like, The Suits and, like, Big Bang and Two and a Half Men and all these things. I was on network television because it was there.
Yeah.
And some of the great reality TV shows that were out there. But now... I don't even have cable anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
And so, like, if there are, like, these shows on the networks that they still have, I'm like, unless I see, like, a clip somewhere, and then I'm like, oh, I would like to, like, that's how if I see an episode that I would like, if it's not on one of the streaming services, I have no problem going on Apple and purchasing, like, the season.
Yep.
And for, like, your $20-$30 versus paying whatever you're paying monthly for all of the different...
Yeah,
packages.
Exactly. It's hard to keep up. I don't watch enough TV anymore to have all these streaming services.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to read. I'm trying to write. You know?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So with let's go back to the magazine for a second.
Yes.
If there are writers, because Tanner's tapping his watch on me, how can they get in contact? Where they can they submit? How does that
okay,
work?
So for the next issue of Northword, the humor edition, you know, we're taking submissions until May 30th, and you can contact, or I guess send your submission to northword@hushmail.com, and that's until May 30th. Send in your funny stuff. We're looking for prose, so any kind of writing from a screenplay to short fiction to short stories to, you know, essays, anything, to poetry, you know, songs, like lyrics for songs. I'm encouraging that too. Or visual artwork that has a humorous theme. It doesn't necessarily need to be a funny art, like a comic per se, but maybe it's an art that's lively, that a piece of art that's lively and evokes sort of a humorous or, you know, a positive tone, I think.
There we go. Cool. Well, listen, before we cut you loose, and I know that seems like a shout out, but the reason I asked you that before this, because I want a shout out that's just not the plug.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a shameless shout out. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I can shout out anyone. I want to shout you guys out because, you know, you're really, really graceful in just letting us come in here and, you know, contact you out of the blue and say, hey, I'd love to do an episode. Want to chat with you guys and share some information with the community. So I want to shout out you guys.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.